In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is Sunday before the Great Lent, and we all know that the Great Lent is the season for repentance and for spiritual revival. And we all wanted to offer a fast that is accepted and rewarded. The people in the Old Testament, in the book of Isaiah, they asked the Lord, why we fasted and you did not look upon our fast? We afflicted ourselves and we did not consider this. And the Lord answered and gave them some hints why he didn't accept their fasting. We wanted to be very careful while we are offering or about to offer this worship, that it has to fulfill a certain requirements in order that the Lord will accept it and will reward us for it. The first requirement for the fast to be accepted is that it should be offered to God alone. Satan, the enemy of every good thing, will try all his best that we do not offer it at all. And when it is time to bear the fruit, he will try to steal it by making us to offer it for the vain glory that we might attain from the people praising us. This is something that we all have to be very careful with, that my offering should be given only to God, because he is the one whom I am waiting for to reward me. Because it is offered to God, then it is from the best of my strength. It is from my heart. As Abel offered to God from the fattest of his flock, that's why it was accepted. His eye was on the one who is going to reward him. Sometimes we offer fast for the praise of men, and sometimes we offer it only to calm our conscience. So I would feel okay about myself, that I fasted like everyone else. This is like Cain, who offered from the fruit of the earth something just to make himself feel that I am okay. I did like my brother. He offered and I offered. Another example for those people who offered and their offering was not accepted, on the contrary, they were punished for it, was Ananias and Sapphira in the book of Acts. They went ahead and they sold their possessions, or this is what they claimed. And then they brought this to the Lord, to the house of the Lord. St. Peter, on the contrary, did not accept it. He blamed and rebuked Ananias and Sapphira, and they were punished with death immediately because they were mocking God, thinking that they can play this game. They offer something for the glory of men, and they are pretending that it is offered to God. All of the time of the fast, I have to be very careful. We have to examine ourselves. Whom am I offering this to? In order for the fast to be accepted and rewarded, it should be offered to God and to God alone. This is what the Lord said today in the book, the Gospel of St. Matthew, that we heard the chapter from. So that you do not appear to men be fasting, but to your Father who is in the secret place. You are to appear only to your Father who is in the secret place. In order for the fast to be rewarded also, it should be offered from a penitent heart. Heart that's broken with this sense of repentance. There is nothing we can offer it to God and he can accept it from our hands if it is not from a penitent heart. If we come and serve, if we offer all of our possessions to the church, and still we did not repent, and we did not still come and confess our sins, nothing is going to be accepted. We all know this. That's why before we fast, I have to be very careful that I'm not going to fast to change food. I'm going to look at my ways, how I'm conducting my life, what will be pleasing to God, what I should be give up at the beginning of the fast. It is not to give a certain food. The idea is not to abstain from something you like in terms of only food. No, it is to abstain from something you may be longing to, but it's sinful. From relationships that we know that is not pleasing to God. To give up on a certain habit that we are taking into it. This is the fast that is acceptable because it is from a penitent heart. It is offered in order that I would be renewing my life. This is what King David said in his psalm, speaking and praying to God, saying, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. These, O Lord, you will not despise. This is the true sacrifice. This is the kind of offer that the Lord would accept, coming from a penitent heart. We should not waste these coming 55 days without confessing our sins, meeting with our fathers of confessions, and changing directions. At least we should try to do this. Don't let the time just go and pass. We just change it forward, and we were thinking what we're going to eat tomorrow and what we're going to abstain and so forth. The fasting that is rewarded by the Lord is the one that is offered according to the rules. That's why the church is organizing the fast in a certain way and giving us also the rules how we should be fasting. We should be abstaining from food in the morning days of the weekdays. We should be eating food that is not, it has no fat in it. No dairy, no fish, no milk, nothing, no chicken. All of this, we all know about it. While we are doing this, there are matanias, there are liturgies that we should attend, confessions that we should, there are rules. It is not up to everyone to decide for himself how I'm going to do it. Yes, maybe there is something that's personal. I'm going to do this extra. I'm going to do this with agreement with my father of confession. But meanwhile, there are rules. Everyone in the whole world, from the people who are, in a way, they proclaim Christianity as the religion, they all confess that fasting is important spiritual practice. But not everyone is fasting, actually. Why? Simply because there are no rules. Everything is up in the air. Whenever you want to fast, you fast the way you like. And this is not how St. Paul is giving us the command. And also, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. They should have rules. This is what we all learn. You do not go into a race and then the people who are organizing the race says that you run and that's it. And then you will be rewarded. We have to run. We have to conduct ourselves according to the rules, what the church is teaching us, what the Holy Scripture is telling us about how we should be offering the fast. The fasting that's also rewarded is the one that is offered with joy. Not only fasting, but any offering. We give it to God unless it is given from a heart that is full of joy, with a cheerful heart, then we cannot expect a reward in it. Also, St. Paul to the Corinthians says to them, so let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. You do not expect that today when we're about to start the fast, and then we start to murmur about, oh, 55 days abstaining from meat and chicken. This is too much. I don't know how we're going to do it. I don't know how can I cut corners with this. I will try to persuade Abuna to give me an absolution, not to fast for the half of it. I will go around and see what can I do. This is not how we should be fasting. If we do this, actually we do not benefit anything. We just torture ourselves. Fasting is an occasion for the release of the spirit. It is not for torturing the body with abstaining from food. If we fast in the right way, it will be a joyful occasion. Because true joy comes from a spirit that is released from the bondage of sin. And this is what the fasting is about. If we started with this kind of heart, that I don't feel comfortable, I wish these days pass, and from day one I start counting when the feast will come, it will be very hard that we will benefit. It also will be very hard for us to get and receive a reward for a fast that is offered with grudge and with complaining and murmuring against the church and against the rules and everything. Fasting that's also accepted and rewarded is the one that is offered with the spirit. Again, I'm saying fasting is practiced by the body, but actually it is offered by the spirit. This is what makes it a spiritual practice. What is the difference between vegetarians and us when we refrain from eating vegetables? What is the difference? They do this as a physical practice to master a certain habit or a style in life. But we are not doing this, or we are not supposed to do this. We are refraining from eating a special food, but meanwhile, there are many, many things that comes with this. Here in Isaiah 58, the Lord is giving the people the full picture. He's saying to them, is this not the fast that I have chosen? What's the kind of fast, O Lord, that you choose? To loose the bonds of the wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and that you bring to your house the poor who are cast out? When you see the naked, that you cover him and not hide yourself from your own flesh? Many, many things should be accompanying this kind of practice. What does it mean, the Lord is saying, that undo the heavy burdens, that you free every yoke? It is a golden time that while we are fasting and refraining from eating special food, certain food, that we also break the yoke of the bad habits. It's time maybe to refrain from watching the TV for 6 hours a day and looking over the internet of all things that's unusual, unprofitable, and even harmful. This is the time to do something like this. When the body is weakened by the fast, it is time for the spirit to be released in prayers, in charity, in loving, in service, serving others. This is the kind of fast that makes the spiritual practice. If you only do that, you weaken the body, but the spirit is not released, we will not enjoy the fast, we will not feel it. We will end up at the end or before the end, waiting to put off this burden of fast away. We are tired and we are sick and we are not enjoying anything. Don't offer the fast only on the level of the body. Offer it as a spiritual practice in order that you get the reward and you enjoy the fast. Fasting that is also rewarded is the one that is offered for the holy purpose of self-control. St. Paul, the apostle, and we all know this man, how great he is, what he did, what he accomplished. He says, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection. If this great apostle still is striving to discipline his body, how any of us will feel comfortable just to go in life with a loose body? If this man is giving himself as an example of discipline by this kind of practices, this is something for us to learn from. We are offering the fast to God, and we are offering it to learn how to discipline our body and bring it into subjection. Also, it is befitting the fast that whatever offered, whatever given in the house, meaning we have to accept it. Sometimes people, when they fast, a lot of problems and contentions happen in the houses. Why? Because the husband is starting to fast and he doesn't like what his wife is cooking, and a lot of contentions start to arise. My brethren, this is not fast. This is not a fast. It is not self-discipline. We are just going around thing. If it is offered with this mindset, it is to discipline my body, I accept anything and everything, then by then it will be a spiritual practice, will be accepted by the Lord. Let us review these points and put it before our eyes in order that our fast will be accepted and rewarded. Fasting that is rewarded by the Lord is the one that is offered to God alone, the one that is offered from a penitent heart, the one that is offered according to the rules, the one that is offered with joy, the one that is offered with the Spirit, the one that is offered for the holy purpose of self-control. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.